My name is Jordan, and this is
Cynthia, and we're presenting the hopes, fears, and dreams that make this today's life.
I have a new hobby, a new pet, two new pets. I don't know if they are pets or a hobby. I did not get goats to be self-sufficient. I did it for fun.
We have arrived. Do you want to unload the lumber before we look for Jennifer?
Let's find Jennifer. She may want us to drive to a different area before we unload. Jen? Jennifer? Where are you, Jen?
I'm coming. I'll be right there.
I brought this to help carry things. The ground is too muddy to drive any closer.
That wheelbarrow will be great for the tools and some of the lumber, but the plywood sheets will have to be carried, Three Stooges style.
How lucky. That is our style. And I assume we follow the sound of the bleating goats?
Bleating, gambling, cavorting, all new words in my vocabulary. Just for goats.
Not just goats, sheep too?
I can guarantee there will never be any sheep here. You brought a lot of stuff. Do you know what to do with it all?
He definitely has plans, Jennifer. You should have seen him rubbing his hands together in wicked contemplation.
Now, I was just practicing my safe and thorough hand-washing technique.
You were nowhere near any soap or water.
We're getting stuck here.
Let's lay out a couple of boards for the wheel of the wheelbarrow. Ready? Jordan, walk the gangplank.
We made it to the goats. Let's build a playground.
Before we do that, do you think you have enough materials to start with a milking stand?
Tell me about a milking stand.
Well, it's a platform that raises the goat up to a level that is easy to reach while I'm sitting on a stool or a chair.
That sounds easy.
That's not the whole thing. There needs to be a place to tie the goat's rope so they stay put.
Also easy.
And a feeding trough with a hole she puts her head through to get her to stay still.
We have enough materials. It's going to take a little more time. Are you sure this is the first project?
Absolutely. I have to keep her milked or she gets really uncomfortable, and her legs are short, so my back already hurts.
All right, let's measure Mama Goat.
That looks great, Jordan. Look at that. She knows exactly what it's for.
How about we take the little one outside and work out there while you milk her?
She is patiently letting me figure this out, but the coordination is a bit confusing.
We'll be out in the backyard.
Look at this. I took these wooden spools they use to package cable. It sort of looks like a round table.
You mean a giant spool for thread. If you were a shrunken man in a movie, that would be your empty thread spool.
They don't balance well, and I think the goats will stop using them if the movement is completely unpredictable.
And what did you do about that?
I anchored them in different ways. Some with a pole down the middle, some with concrete anchors bolted to the bottom and buried in the dirt.
Well, can you anchor one on its side so the drum in the middle can hold a board for a seesaw?
Certainly. You can drill a hole through each side, the same size as this pipe. Okay, then take the 2x6, measure to the middle, and attach some pipe hangers.
So, will you help me slide this pipe through the holes on the spool? Oh, thanks.
Look at that. He got on that right away without any help or coaxing.
They're natural climbers.
Oh.
The mama jumped right up on the round table thing
And she's rubbing her head on the pole in the middle.
Hey, they're spaced so that she can jump from one to another.
And look at the shorter ones you put in between, so the little guy can climb up and down without jumping. That looks great. Really fun.
My favorite is a think piece. It's like those dog and cat toys that have treats inside, and your pet has to figure out the puzzle to get them out.
How does that work?
I drilled extra holes in the spool top and bottom. If they roll the spool, a few goat chow pieces will drop out.
Oh, he couldn't wait for you to ask that.
What's your favorite, Cynthia?
Oh, we found this broken swing frame, you know, from a porch swing. We used chain and a wooden platform and made a goat swing.
I like that, too. And look, they're already sniffing around it. Oh. Oh, look at this. You made the springboard. But it's not plywood, like you said.
No, I figured out that it would last longer if it was made out of these sheets they use to line a shower. They're waterproof, so it won't break down in the rain.
Look at that little rascal. He's already putting his front hooves up on that sheet and pushing it to make wobbly waves.
I wonder how long it will take for them to figure out how to get on top.
Figuring out the puzzle is more than half the fun.
Thank you for listening to Today's Life. I'm Laura Hale, writer.
And I'm Joseph McGuire, producer. And together we brought you another episode of Today's Life, featuring Michelle Stahl as Jennifer Sorens, a Radio Theater Project presentation.